This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is set to spend $35.5 million of federal grant money on four projects in neighborhoods that were divided and heavily affected by the construction of Interstate 70. Denverite's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
The Department of Transportation grant will allow Denver to construct community-oriented improvements in and around the National Western Center, which is in the middle of a massive revamp project. Denver will contribute another $35.5 million of its own money towards the developments. Projects include a new pedestrian bridge over a busy intersection and environmental remediation at a former landfill. Denver City Council has to formally vote to accept the grant. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, Denverite.
A federal jury in Colorado has awarded a Denver woman more than $55 million after her pressure cooker exploded, causing severe injuries. Georgina Perez had third-degree burns after a Sunbeam crockpot burst in 2019. The model was eventually recalled. There have been hundreds of lawsuits alleging Sunbeam crockpots are prone to exploding when the lid is removed, even when the pressure has been released. High schools across Colorado fought for a chance at glory in the fall e-sports finals earlier this month. In the Rocket League finals, players play as rocket-powered cars in a game that resembles a vehicular form of soccer. Denver's East High beat Valor Christian in the final. Austin Green scored the winning goal.
The jock on the football team plays video games. The basketball player. Everybody plays video games.
Colorado's High School Athletics Authority approved esports as an official school sport in 2019. This is CPR News and KRCC.